Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Shirtless Plantain Show. What has been happening in football since we last spoke? A lot.
He knows what's been happening. He knows exactly what's been happening, Dean. He knows exactly what time it is.
Yeah.
He do know.
We'll get to that later. League on and
whatever that may be. I'm not sure.
League on and Bundesliga wrapped up. Bayern Munich won their 10th in a row.
Oh wow, that is a spoiler.
All right. I'm not being funny here, but we're not talking about the Bundesliga anymore. Like, we're just not going to do it because
Robert Lewandowski has agreed that, you know what, I've done enough evil here. It's time to go. You know, so yeah. I hear he wants to go to Barcelona. I'm not sure they're interested, but you know.
Has he literally won 10 in a row? He has, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Who the fuck knows, man? No one with any sense pays real attention to that shit.
No, because he won two with Klopp, and after he won two with Klopp, he left to go to Bayern. Yeah, he must have 10 in a row. What a joke! Wow. And that's who you want me to take seriously? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I mean, listen. It's not that he doesn't deserve respect. Obviously, he's done it in Europe. He's won the Champions League. There's really nothing else you can do based on where he was. But ultimately, I think the consistency of the opposition that Benzema has had to face, Suarez has had to face, Aguero has had to face, like, come on, man. Bundesliga, like, I mean, God bless you, motherfuckers, man, but that's not a real league. You know, let's go to Ligue 1, my nigga.
Yeah, I mean, PSG won.
Shocker.
The most exciting thing that happened this weekend was Gerson's finish from Marseille. The most Brazilian thing you could ever do. He did hit him with a couple of step overs and just banged it. I felt like I was watching Danielson again. It was so beautiful.
Honestly, that is the weirdest way I've heard anyone describe anal sex. A couple step overs and banged it. Oh, wow. Like, that's very Brazilian, buddy. Good job. You and Quincy Jones should hang out.
God, that's disgusting. But yeah, PSG won the league.
It is Ramadan. I need to chill with that. My bad, people. Sorry. I know everyone that listens to this is a Muslim, and I apologize. You know, especially to my Somalian acts. The rest of y'all, it's a half apology. Everyone else, full apology.
Our boy scored. Moses Simon scored.
That Agidi motion. That's all he knows, fam.
Bro, man, like, I don't really want to talk about Nigerians. I'm sorry. I'm still dealing with some PTSD, please.
That's all good.
Yeah. The only Nigerian that is worth anything to me right now is Kai Osaka. That's it.
Yeah.
Everybody else, even you niggas.
Useless.
Yo.
Useless. But yeah, PSG probably gonna fire Pochettino.
Probably. They fired him already, bro.
Right, the second Messi scored that goal and clinched the league. That was that, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It's good though. It's for the best. They don't want him. He doesn't want them. You know, like, so. And we saw that thing about Conte, right?
Yeah.
What is the hilarity? The fact he was honing himself for United for so. You know, it was like, yeah. Anyway.
You're not bald enough. We prefer a manager that's actually bald, not this fake Wayne Rooney shit.
They must have seen him at Manchester Piccadilly, and they were like, unhand me, wench.
I would say, if it's really true that they had real conversation with Antonio Conte, not hiring him is the best decision United has made since I guess hiring Ten Hag then, you know, because I mean, it would have just been Mourinho part two, basically.
Listen, yeah. I remember when it happened in like November when Solskjaer got fired and a lot of United fans were saying we should get Conte. I'm just like, first and foremost, I can tell you dudes don't watch anything but one league, because if you know who Conte is, that is not the guy you want to rebuild your club. I think Conte is an amazing manager, but Conte is also a cunt. He
says it in the name.
Yeah,
It says it on the tin.
Conte, again, he's just like he's just like Diego Simeone. Like, they're both literally the same players they were as managers. That's literally
essentially, you know,
well, Simeone has basically described has marginally better hair. There's that.
He's balding.
I know. That's what I said marginally better hair.
Bro, he is finished in the wrong light. He's LeBron James. Like, don't let that man fool you. Oh man. Where else is the whatchamacallit? The title race in Italy is fantastic, bro.
Yeah, I caught the last 10 minutes of the Lazio
Milan game. Finale went crazy.
I'm only gonna say one phrase, and I think that's the only thing I have to say about Serie A in 2022. And that is match fixing. I'm done. If you watch Tonali's goal, the whole build up, if it's not match fixing, I don't know what it is. That's all I'm going to say.
Listen, man, we know that no one in Italy is above a little bit of match fixing. I just thought that Paolo Maldini, who is now in the executive branch of Milan, was a better man than this. Come to find out, he's like the rest of them. I thought he was too handsome to be a chief.
Oh, really? So you're just going to ignore the fact that his dad was at Milan for 30 years, and he was at Milan for 30 years, and then his son is now going to probably be at Milan for another 30 years. You don't think he's not involved in some shady shit? Okay.
Well, you know, I didn't grow up with a father, so I don't know these things. I'm sorry. Is that what your dad's did for you to set you up for success in football? Because I didn't have one. My mom was just like, face your book. That was it. That's all I got, you know. So, and I faced my book. And now,
this nigga is raised by a single mother. He's a
right. And now,
You know what it is, fellas? It's real absent father hours.
Hello,
We went full circle because we just mentioned LeBron and bald hair, and now we got absent dads. Didn't do
it. It's crazy, man. Like, I mean, my mom didn't do anything crazy like Delonte West, but you know, I think.
Right.
I think that's a deep cut for those of you of a certain age. But I would say, you know, growing up without a dad was pretty cool, you know, for the most part. I mean, it was like, you know, wasn't nobody like eating my glazes out the fridge without my permission. You know, it was all cool, you know. So, you know, I hear your dad's bullying and shit. It's weird, you know, but shout out to y'all. We all ended up in the same place anyway. So having a dad is overrated. Like, if your dads were so awesome, how come we're in the same podcast? You're to be that.
You know who is fatherless? Napoli. No dad.
Well, it's not their fault. I mean, their dad, unfortunately, and I say this respectfully, like, they're never going to achieve anything good again for as long as they're obsessed with Maradona. And now that he's gone, they're going to be obsessed with him for eternity, and rightly so, but they're not going to win shit. And that's okay. Like, they're like Tottenham. You know, some people just don't win things.
They are literally Tottenham with bolognese sauce. That's all they are.
Yeah.
They are just Tottenham with the margarita pizza Tottenham. That's what they are.
Honestly, man, they've been fumbling so bad that, like, as an Arsenal fan, I'm looking forward to getting a new striker this summer. And the guy I've had my eye on for a long time is Victor Osimhen. Yeah. And honestly, his Napoli links, they kind of got me nervous. I don't know that I want someone I'm spending $80 million on to be from Napoli. You know, like, he got that gene in him now. I'm not sure that that's what we want, you know, like, I mean, if we watched that World Cup qualifier, we saw how he reacted when he missed that chance with like 10 minutes left. A real striker would have been a little more gully about things. I don't know, but maybe I'm doing too much. It's possible I'm doing too much. Maybe Arteta can fix him if we buy him. You know, I don't know.
Who knows? Serie A's fine.
Inter's
going to win. I've been saying this.
They slapped Roma. They played really well. I really do like the football Inter. I think I said it early in the year. On this pod as well, that Inter play some of the best football in Europe. That they really do.
It's really weird to watch. I've been watching Inter a long time, and I actually enjoy the games now. It's so
fun. They're fun, man. I'm respecting Lautaro a bit more as well, because I always feel like players like him, like, just score. Like, I don't care about oh, you're trying to be artistic and stuff like that. Like, I don't feel like you're. And I mean this respectfully. I don't feel like he's intelligent enough to want to do all the extra shit. Bro, just put your foot through the ball and put it in the back of the net. Like, there's other players out there that should be doing what you're attempting to be doing, basically. So,
yeah. It's funny you mentioned that, because I feel as if when it comes to strikers, the most underrated quality in strikers is just ball striking. Yeah. Like guys that can just hit the shit out of the ball, and like get in the right spot and just hit it.
He really can. That's the funny thing. Like he's really, really good at it. Like all types of finishes as well.
Headers, you know, all that shit.
Yeah, but that awkward shit when it's like behind you and he managed to catch it, all that, you know, I love it,
but,
man.
Mm. But I would say this one. Would you want him in Arsenal?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, let's be clear about that.
Absolutely fucking not, bro.
Yeah, so keep doing that shit in the minor leagues, buddy. Like, we're good over here, but, you know, good for you.
Yeah, no, I'm happy that he's doing his thing. But yeah, seriously though, Milan, like, it was just, oh my gosh, what I don't understand is why didn't this clear up the line? Like, we'll talk. Funny thing is, okay, guys, off the pod, we're talking about like football basics and like, you know, little things like being a pressing trigger and just knowing to give it and play it the way you're facing and stuff like that. And that was it. There, all he had to do was play it the way he was facing up the line, and he lost the ball, and then I think Rebic crossed it into the box and then the defenders headed it out, but he shouldn't have headed it out because the goalkeeper was right behind him and the goalkeeper would have caught it, or it would have been out of play. And you just, to me, the whole sequence was just prime time, like literally prime time match fixing. None of it made a country that prides itself on defending. Yeah, you're having a laugh. You're having it's an absolute joke.
Well, all I can tell you is that you can never really trust fascists ever. And that's what the club they were playing against.
Yeah,
those guys are okay with taking a little bit of money to take a dive. That's okay. But no matter what they do, Inter is winning the league. They can cheat as much as they want. Inter is winning the league. Like, I saw it in a vision, okay? I was listening to it. It was written. I was outside Lambeau Stadium. It's crazy. During the pandemic. I was outside Lambeau Stadium. I was driving. It was raining. And Take It in Blood by Nas was playing, obviously, because I was listening to it was written. And I saw Lautaro lifting the trophy. So it is written. Don't worry about it, guys. Like, you
just
know.
For the record, that's genuinely probably the greatest ever lyrically dense song I've ever heard in my life, just for the record. But there we go.
Correct. You know, and I'm glad you said that, because I just want every Lupe Fiasco fan on the planet to know that I don't respect you. None of you. None of you. You all bitches to me. If you got a problem with that, see me in the street. I know you're a little master who fights karate too. I know karate too. I actually do know karate. Like, when you don't have a dad, you got to learn some shit.
So you were not.
Yeah.
A little note as well. It was written that actually his favorite ever album as well. So there you go.
Yeah, it's a fantastic album. In lieu of a thousand. What's that? Lupe's?
Yeah.
Oh, well, I didn't say he didn't have good taste. I just said he fucking sucks. Difference. Like, come on. Yeah. That doesn't make me like him anymore, by the way, just so we're clear. Yeah. Now, Lupe, if you're listening to this, I know you're a soccer dude. You know, you did that little kick push shit. I remember when you performed it at the MLS All-Star Game, and that shit was boring because no one knew the song. And it embarrassed me. It embarrassed all black people and shit. It was fucking crazy. But that's okay. I forgave you. But not your fans, because they know better. All right, let's go. Sorry. This is the Shirtless Plantain Show, not the Shirtless Music Show.
Speaking of music, what else happened this week? I'm trying to think. My brain is not firing this week. Oh, La Liga. Oh. They took a break.
Yeah. Copa del Rey, right?
Yeah, because Copa del Rey. Barcelona made up their game. Barcelona's lost 3 home games in a row. When Xavi took over, he was 12 points behind Real Madrid, and now they're 15 points behind Real Madrid. But that's neither here nor there. Antoine Griezmann's in Brooklyn, by the way. Might link up with him. Say what's up to the fellow black.
You guys going to take in a Nets game?
Yeah, I'm going to go see him at a Nets game. I'm going to give him
Take a broom with you.
Yeah, I will. I'm only there to find my hijama, so...
Listen, man, young socialite will whoop your ass. Don't try him, man. He's Australian. Like, okay, well, he's still a pussy, but you know, he's still Australian, you know. Let's talk about Ben Simmons for a second. You know, I know he doesn't play football, but would you be scared of that man? No. He is 6'10, right?
Yeah, I've seen him before. I ain't scared of him.
Well, he's 6'10, but he's light skinned.
Did you
hear what 6'10, but he doesn't play basketball anymore?
Did you see what Reggie Miller tweeted about him?
Reggie Miller tweets?
Yeah. Reggie Miller got mad. He said, come on, man. Man is all caps, by the way, with 3 exclamation points. Out for game 4 when it's rumored you're going to make your debut. This dude has zero in all caps, competitive fire. As a small chance that the Nets have to come back in the series, you still have KD and Kyrie. All you need is to win one game and take it from there. #man up.
Wow. Wow, and that's coming from a man. That man lives in a Wendy's. Okay, you know how mad you have to make a nigga that lives in a Wendy's to tweet some shit like that?
And his sister's better than him at basketball.
That is crazy, bro. Like, yeah. Man. Anyway, we'll pray for you, Ben Simmons.
I won't.
Well, the prayers will stop when Ramadan is over, okay? I will pray for him during this holy season.
But yeah, that's a good segue because speaking of people with
basketball. Because I'm fatherless, not godless. Like, come on.
You know? Oh, speaking of older people, by the way, that's a good way to talk about it. Joaquin won a trophy again. I mean, he's a legend. Yeah. 40 years old, and he's still out here scoring penalties and all that. Shout out to Joaquin.
Shout out to Joaquin, but let's be honest here. How much does he hate his wife? Like, why will you not retire, bro? You're 40. Go home and be a family man. Raise your children. You're out here running around with Hector Bellerin.
He's very much like, he reminds me of Ryu, where the fight is everything. The fight is everything, and ceremony means nothing to him.
Did you know that Ryu is from Philadelphia?
Get out of here, man.
Fun fact about Ryu from Street Fighter. He's from Philadelphia. The nigga, how? If you have beef with him, it's forever. Like, every time you see him, you must fight him. Like, Ryu is crazy, bro. I'm not standing in front of Lambo, too, when I was listening to the Nas joint.
Oh, listen, guys. Guys, I'm not joking when I say this. Everyone here, we're all old enough to have completed Street Fighter 2. When you get Ryu's ending, just watch his ending. He's carrying his rucksack. He didn't even stay for the ceremony of the tournament. He's literally walking away into the sunset. He's like, something like, ceremony means nothing to him. The fight is everything. This is Joaquin tomorrow morning is back in training. He's at training.
He's 40. If he stops training, he'll die.
Yeah, he hasn't even gone home. He hasn't even gone to see his kids. He doesn't even know what his kids look like.
His wife is at home. He's not fucking going home. What the fuck? Yeah. We just talked about this.
Yeah, he doesn't even catch the team bus to games. He literally
just jogs.
He'll break into a light jog just to get the blood flowing a bit.
Yeah. Once you stop, man, I mean, like, yeah. I think we found our
cover for this.
Yeah, Joaquin like and Ryu like fighting each other.
Oh shit!
Listen,
I guess it's time to go to the place that matters.
Yeah, let's cover some of the other games. Chelsea stink, but they managed to win. Christian Pulisic.
Let's start at the top of the week because something really interesting happened.
Good things happened. At the beginning of the week. I think it was a Tuesday, wasn't it?
What's really interesting about this is that a certain person here thought we had forgotten, thought he was going to get away with it. That's really interesting to me.
That's crazy.
I think the thing is that you guys think I care about United.
We need to listen to this.
Like, listen. Let me just say something because you're not the only United fan in my life. Like, this is a third conversation I've had with a United fan today. And you're all behaving the same way as if you don't support your club. Because things are bad at your club, so you get to just disconnect and not be United fans. But when shit was good, you niggas had your foot on our necks. I'm sorry, that's not how sports work. You're a United fan forever, bitch ass nigga. You niggas suck. You put that dick so far down your fucking booty. That shit was crazy, son. Granit Xhaka again? Granit Xhaka? Oh my God.
It is what it is. I mean, one thing I have to say.
Yeah, it was anal. That's what it was.
One of the things I have to say about the game against Liverpool, and I saw it today, someone was like, oh, why couldn't Ralph coach a defensive masterclass against Liverpool? First of all, Matic is 65 years old. Then Pogba got off and his
Pogba is Matic. That's crazy.
That pass through Cristiano was incredible.
Yeah. But all I got to say is this. Like, United fans complain about the squad and, like, want Ralph to, like, make chicken soup out of chicken shit. Like, nigga, the squad stinks. Like, no matter how you want to dice it, nigga.
I believe you. And honestly speaking, I believe you. I just think your attacking quality is so good that you shouldn't be doing the shit that you're doing. Like, you have got,
Is it that good, though?
You say is it that good, but seriously, on paper,
I mean, the best player on the field was Ronaldo.
Literally, yesterday, Ronaldo was definitely the best player on the pitch.
He was
49 years old.
Same thing with Xhaka.
Yeah, but so
I'm talking about both games. I'm talking about Liverpool and Arsenal. I'm talking about both of those shits. Like, for me,
for the Liverpool game, you know, there's really nothing to explain there. That's an actual good team, Liverpool is. Like, they're an excellent football team. So that was hopeless from John. Like, honestly, it was a blessing that it didn't end like 8-2 or some shit like that. Like, even though it was just as humiliating, it easily could have been like a crazy score that would have been remembered forever. So at least it wasn't that, you know. I mean, 4-0 is pretty bad, though. It's pretty bad. And you're just used to losing at Arsenal. Like, you guys don't really win at Arsenal anymore, you know. So that's normal, you know, like. But it was very fun. I enjoyed it a lot.
Yeah,
I've been hard for 48 hours.
I think games like the Liverpool one shouldn't be discounted completely, because it's still a derby. So yeah, losing 4-0 to Liverpool, no matter the state of your team, is never ever going to be fun. However, I will say, to be fair to United, with all the like Fred, like, I really respect him. I think he's really good, but Fred is a huge miss, right?
Mm-hmm.
Rashford is not playing like anywhere he can. I know his body is letting him down right now. You know, Ronaldo, unfortunately, you know, he had a tragic incident, you know, happened to him and his family. So obviously he wasn't there. Elanga is strange, but he's very, very quick. And then I look at your defenders, like, you know, your fullbacks, don't get me started. And then Harry Maguire, not only is he bad at defending, but he's incredibly delusional as well. So that's never, ever going to end well. But again, it's a derby. And I don't feel like losing 4-0 to Liverpool, like, we're allowed to lose 4-0 to Liverpool because we don't give a shit about each other. You know what I mean? But no. United losing 4-0 to Liverpool, was it 4-5-0, say, this season to Liverpool?
Yeah,
regardless of what team, because Fergie's had worse teams than the teams that you had currently, and he would never ever dream of losing 4-0 to Liverpool, right? Like, home or away. And I feel like the players don't care, like, they've lost that kind of like, oh shit, it's Liverpool, you know. So that's my one concern there. I think
I have no concerns at all whatsoever. My only concern is that they'll figure it out someday, then we won't talk shit like this anymore.
And that's my next point afterwards. Now, like, the one positive that's come out of this week is, because United have been playing really bad and they've lost two games to teams that they don't want to lose to, kind of thing, Ralph has been able to let the chopper sing and nobody can chat shit, because the proof in the pudding. Like, he's literally, like, he was always gonna do it, but because United are playing bad, he's like, well, I might as well pile on now. You guys can see it. Had I been saying this when we beat Norwich, you guys would be like, oh, why am I, you know, putting a negative cloud on the club or whatever? But
because he's German.
Yeah, no, what he's saying is absolute facts. Like, United need heart surgery. They probably need a body transplant. That's what they need.
Honestly, yeah. I think the issue is that they allowed a horse to impregnate them many, many years ago.
Oh,
and because abortion is banned in many states in America, including Florida, where the Glazers live.
Let me land you, jackass. But seriously, United are going to be back in a big way. And I can't tell you, like, Ralph said they're 6 years behind this current Liverpool side. I wouldn't be that dramatic.
No.
But the equalizer for United is that they've got a stupid amount of money. And now they have two people in Ralph and Eric that genuinely know the game of football. Marry that with the funds that United have. United could realistically be challenging again in 2 years.
Four windows
with the mind they have, and those guys that literally, like, Ralph knows the game of football so well. Eric is getting a tune out of Tadic playing as this false nine, number 10 shit. Like, these guys know the sport. And again, I can't stress you enough, money is the equalizer. You marry those two together, it's almost like what City have. City have so many good football people and they can spend what they like. United are finally doing that now. And I know for a fact, it's not going to stop at Eric. Ralph is going to get some more people in that know the game, kind of thing. Like, it's going to be brutal. United are probably going to lose about 9 players this summer alone. Just this summer, they're probably going to lose about 9 players. And that's where the rebuild begins. So,
yeah.
I enjoy United fucking up right now, but it's very much in the back of my mind that they're coming, that, you know, their time in the sun is coming again, because purely from the fact that there is football people making the football decisions now, you know, rather than this Ed Woodward guy that's on his pretend mobile phone and shit running around like he's Parker. I don't know what the fuck he's either. What does Ed Woodward do? Can someone tell me?
He's an accountant.
he just got the rich people more money. But I'll say this much. I'll say this much though. As a United fan, like, I am so glad that like everything is finally being exposed to like the light.
Yeah, man.
Like, I said it last year and I wish I didn't delete my tweets, but I was like, once I realized that we didn't have any signing of a midfielder last year, I was like, this season is big clipped. Like, this season is clipped. And like, you're seeing it now. One of the things I'm happy about, the rumor is that like United, you know, go get Paul Mitchell from Monaco, who's, you know, this guy's gonna basically run in the recruitment stuff for United. And the new CEO is not like Woodward. The new CEO is like, I don't know shit about football. I'm gonna let you guys who know football take care of it. This isn't my domain, type of thing.
That's the way to go.
And the thing about United fans that I try to tell them is that's like, there's so many talented football players in this world that like you don't have to spend, like, that's why everybody was so excited about Declan Rice. Like, I think Declan Rice is phenomenal. I like him.
He's shut me up. He's not a center back. I apologize for ever calling him a center back. He's but genuinely,
Right now, what United is, sorry, Scams, I'm sorry
to cut you off, but he just said something really nice about Declan Rice, and I just want to declare victory because I was the one that was like, that nigga nice. And y'all niggas told me it was a center back. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, because I don't know anything. I don't have a father, you know, so maybe you niggas with fathers know football better than
Justin,
me. So
Justin, please proceed.
But apparently
Justin,
I know a little bit, huh? Don't I?
Justin, please proceed. I had enough of this nigga. Please.
Yeah. So my thing is, like, you can't go around spending $150 million, $100 million on one set of midfielder.
Oh, yes, you can. I think you guys should.
Anyways, Declan, Declan, I think he's great. But you can go get, like, three or four different players from Ligue 1. Literally, you can, because that's just where, you know. So,
man, I'm so tired of this Congolese ass nigga. Everything is so Congolese with you. What's wrong with you? Everything in Ligue 1. Everything in Ligue 1. Hey,
let's be honest. He is spitting.
But, like, at the end of the day, I'm excited to see what happens, because this mad contract is ending this summer. And, you know, Ralph has basically been here since November, and he knows who's shit and who's not. And Eric's gonna know from day one who to trust and who not to trust.
But if I'm being honest, I think Ralph's assessment is he literally, and I mean quite literally, only wants to keep Jadon Sancho. He doesn't give a shit about the rest of us.
I mean, do you blame him?
Yeah. I think he's probably looking at thinking, if I could sell everybody tomorrow apart from Jadon Sancho, I absolutely would. That's what I think his assessment is of it all. But yeah.
When you actually think about it though, who the fuck else are you supposed to keep because of their, you know, like, say like Rashford, for instance. I understand keeping him because, you know, home team, you know, like, we raised this boy and shit. But ultimately, based on what he's shown, and I know there are real reasons for why he hasn't played well and no one has really played well at the club, but ultimately, Sancho is maybe the only person I would keep, honestly.
Bro, like,
a fullback. I take Pogba because, you know, it's tantalizing, but
most of our fullbacks are horrible. Like, all four of them, literally. Dalot, Wan-Bissaka, like, none of them dudes are good, bro. It's wild.
Yeah, man. Alex Telles will wake up tomorrow and see Bukayo Saka in his face. It's fucking crazy, man. Like, he got bullied yesterday, man. Yeah. Like,
it was almost as bad as what Saka done to Ake in January.
Yeah,
man. Ake, he had Ake in hell.
But you know, I will say this: the last time when Arsenal beat United, 2019, I think it was something like, this is when Mikel first took over. Players who scored from that was like the only players from that team that still exist is like Saka and
Pepe.
Yeah,
Pepe scored that game.
Yeah, he did.
And like, the squad is basically new, and I've seen any dude just gut the squad, man. Like,
I think it was
Crafter scored that day.
Yeah, Saka, Xhaka, Pepe. If you're talking about the 11, not the squad, so Saka, Xhaka, and oh my gosh, that's literally it. Just Saka and Xhaka.
Yeah, some surgery. I think it's possible Maitland Niles played right back that day.
Yeah, he did.
But he's not even here anymore. He's at Roma.
And that's the thing. United will probably go through a quicker transition because their problems are more apparent. And they have money.
Spend money because we have money too, but we just don't spend it. So
It's not all doom and gloom. But yeah, a word on yesterday's game. Can I just say again, Bruno Fernandes? Thank you for being you. Thank you for being the person that I knew you are from day one. Hey, for never changing.
Fucking CTE Bandicoot.
Giving that man a 3-year contract is crazy.
It's only three?
for, I don't even know what it was, but the, given that
man, I hope it was five,
whatever it was,
for 250 racks. Yeah, oh my lord,
he is, they should give him 300.
Yeah, like he
I want him to coach the team.
He is so funny because the level of delusion, he cannot see how bad he is for the team. Like, he doesn't think he does anything wrong.
Well, here's the thing.
Reactions, like, it's so funny. Like,
athletes don't reach that level of the game by having self-awareness. Like, if he knew how shitty he was, he would not have made it that far in the game. Same thing with Harry Maguire. Like, if these motherfuckers are aware of their flaws for real, they're not going to make it. So they don't see shit, you know?
No, and I agree. I agree to a certain degree, but it's like you caught, like, how many, I saw there was a phase of play where he played the ball without looking, like, I think in a space of like 10 minutes, like, he did a quick scan kind of thing. By the time he passed the ball, the pitch had changed completely, but he assumed that it stayed the same for some weird reason. And he just kept on playing these balls in behind that was like, all he needs to do is watch what Ronaldo was. Ronaldo released Elanga and Dalot twice for some really good chances, and it was because Ronaldo actually just took his time to actually assess the situation rather than playing at 300 miles per hour, you know. And Ronaldo is the striker of the team. Like, I generally just love how much how every week at this point he's proven me right. Like, so yeah, Ralph might turn him into a striker. So I mean, not Ralph, Ten Hag might turn him into a striker, or he generally just might say, do you know what, you're gonna sit on the bench. You're going to sit on the bench until you learn how to play football properly. But he can't continue the way he's going right now, to me.
But before we leave this topic, I would like to give yet another shout out to the second best Yoruba man alive after me, Bukayo Saka.
Yeah.
This is the week he became a man. He went to Chelsea. Dumped and Chelsea. Cuata, a veteran of the game, and made him look like a fucking mug, stole a penalty off him,
yeah,
then backed his own beef, then took the penalty and scored it at Chelsea. That's big nut shit. That's Sam Cassell ball shit. Yes. Then against United the same week, he picked the ball up for another penalty and sent David De Gea the wrong way. That's a boy turning into a man right in front of us. Yes. I love it. I love it so much. He's going to be so good. And none of you are buying shit from nobody, okay? This is his club. He's going to be here for a minute, okay? If he leaves, he might go to Real Madrid someday, but short of that, he's here.
I loved his interview off the Chelsea game as well, you know, for a host of reasons. But it was the candid and honest nature of it. We were just like, yeah, I'd be mad if I was him too. Like, you know,
yeah,
I'm going down, bro. Like, I'm going down. You touch me, I'm going down.
Like, technically what he said in that interview was that if I was that dumb to fall for that shit, I'd be mad too.
Yeah.
Because really, like, that's like one of the first things that you learn not to fucking do playing the sport, man. Like, people get finessed like that all the time, like pre-VAR, post-VAR, you know. Like, so for a, how old is Azpilicueta? That nigga older than my daddy that I never met. 32. Like, he should have known better. 35. Agbaya. Yeah. Full Agbaya.
Yeah. Run. But I tell you what, Arsenal this week, the Chelsea game, had Arsenal played like how we played against Chelsea yesterday, we probably would, like, United don't get into the game, point blank period. But it was satisfying that we saw two different Arsenals, but we still got 6 points out of this week. United definitely were in the, well, United were in the game the entire game. They gave us, they,
well,
they
until 3-1. Until 3-1.
Yeah.
At 3-1, they basically gave up, I feel like.
Yeah, but they gave as good as they got. But we didn't play well, but we were still creating some really good chances, like some gilted chances we were creating. And
absolutely. We outshot them. We had more shots on goal. We had more shots. We had more possession. So
it's encouraging. I think we tied at 14 shots, actually, I think. But
they were better than them. Are you with them or us? What are you doing here, man? We're supposed to be making this nigga sad. Why are you interrupting with that shit? These facts. Fuck out of here, bro.
What's really encouraging is going into the, like, you know, the last stretch of the season now, it's in our hands. And I just feel like Arsene Wenger probably needs to come back to the club now so he can guide us through this, because he knows this period. Like, he knows it like the back of his hand, and he needs to, like Arteta's been asking Arsene Wenger to come back to the club, and now, like, this is your calling. Like, this is your
fucking moment. I trust Mikel to handle it by himself. He doesn't need anybody. No, like, listen, General Tefta can handle this.
this is Wenger's Joaquin moment. Yeah, this is his ceremony means nothing. He needs to leave that FIFA shit behind. He needs to come back to his true calling, right?
Hey, man, like, listen, man. Like the moment I saw Elneny in the lineup, I was like, oh, okay, he's seen the light. He knows what needs to be done, and he's doing it. And he got 6 points. We're going to be fine. We're going to be fine. Maybe I hope I don't regret this in May, but it's just really hard for me to feel as if Tottenham is going to do shit to my club. They never done shit to us. Okay, so they won a game here and there, but they're not. They're Tottenham. Like, I got the lasagna ready for you bitches, man. The lasagna is ready. Like, I don't care. Like, it's ready. You niggas going to be shitting bottles like you always do. That's what you do. Like pride comes before a fall, but I'm willing to take that risk because you're a Tottenham, okay? Let's do this shit. All you got is a punt. You got more than a punt, okay?
I got one more thing to add before we leave. United fans who want United players to, you know, want Ralph to play on the young players are not smart. You don't throw hot oil into a fire. Like, leave these kids alone. Let them rock. Like, next season when they get a better manager, let the kids rock. Let them do that. So that's all I gotta say. But what else happened this week? Chelsea today. Who cares? Tomato, whatever.
Yeah, that was a weird game. It was one of the worst games you'll ever see this season. Yeah. Burnley are annoying because they might be staying up now.
Yeah, Newcastle are.
Like real rap though. I saw Sean Dyche at brunch today. Yeah. That nigga just been on a bender since then. Like that nigga had two mimosas in his hands. Fucking crazy.
Liverpool are, you know, could be potentially the reason why, well, not the reason why Everton go down, but they probably put the first nail in the coffin. Now I don't know how Everton get out of this. I hope they do, but yeah, they're in big trouble.
Honestly, in my heart of hearts, it's not Everton that's going down, it's Frank Lampard. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, that is true.
I hate that bald nigga, man. I hate him so much. If Didier Drogba didn't give him a career, he'd be a nobody. The fucking fat fuck. Like, I hate that nigga so much. Like, Everton, why did you hire him? What did he show you for you to give him a job? Like, what has Frank Lampard done in the game that you're giving him a job to save you from relegation? Fat Sam was right there. He was right there.
Yeah.
He could be safe right now.
But City, again, you know, did the Gabby Jesus get 3 or 4? It was 4, wasn't it?
4. He got a poker. Yeah. 4 goals.
Yeah.
So that's what happens when a player is linked with Arsenal. They feel good about themselves because they know it's the best club
exactly
in the world.
That's exactly what I'm going with there. But
we're the best.
The title race is probably going to the last day, guys. Like,
listen, ain't no race, man. City's winning this shit. I don't give a fuck what Klopp can say, all the charismatic shit he wants to say. The title race was over a while ago. Okay. This is the English version of match fixing, okay? They're just making it look interesting to keep eyes on the shit. Like, City is gonna win this shit. I don't give a fuck.
That is true, because Everton should have had a penalty today at 0-0, but that's neither here nor there. But yeah, I think we're done.
Yeah, man.
Thank you guys for listening as usual.
Hector Bellerin won a trophy.
Yeah. He did. He's like the young mustache Joaquin or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
That mustache he has is crazy, but
yeah, man, you know, like, it's a pandemic, you know, so
It's given 70s blue movie, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so you can do whatever you want. Like, I've done all kinds of weird. I tried to grow a beard like 3 weeks ago. It's crazy.
Hector Bellerin's wearing Mizuno's and wearing like Reeboks before.
Oh yeah, he's straight out of the 70s. He's absolutely straight out of the 70s. Yeah.
Like, listen, man. Like, any footballer that wears Mizuno's is a man I respect. That is a man that I'm willing to share my wife with.
Hector Bellerin definitely does.
Tell us, we gotta go now.
Yeah. All right, everyone, we're out. Peace.
Okay. If you hear this, Dad, call me.
Please. Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.